Hi, my name is Lauren Clark. I'm a current junior at Valparaiso, majoring in political science and minoring in French. So last year, 2016 to 2017, I spent the year abroad, first in Paris and then in a banlieue, so a neighboring town just outside of Paris called Cergy-Pontoise, during a study abroad program. Now, I have always loved French since I was 16 or 15, and France has been a really big part of my life, and I've dedicated a lot of my time and a lot of my energy to this language and the country and the culture. So I was really excited when I went, and I didn't know what to expect too much besides really good coffee and delicious baguettes. However, in November, I started to really miss my family, even though I was in a wonderful host family and felt like I had integrated really well into the society, into French society, and into the French way of living and doing the whole métro, boulot, dodo kind of thing. I really missed my family and really questioned the education that I was getting. I wasn't feeling so satisfied, and I actually considered taking a semester off and moving back home with my dad in Sacramento and going to UC Davis to study nutrition. So completely different. And actually, at that time, I wasn't a political science major. I was just majoring in French and communications, which I only got like one credit of my communications class done, which is funny. But I really wanted to quit, and I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting things to go really smoothly, and it was a weird moment for me. So that was around November. I missed my family. I hadn't seen them for a couple months, and I actually didn't see them for that entire year. But I ended up going to the south of France in December to spend time with some French family friends. And I felt really supported, and it was nice to be around people that were kind of like family. And I'd already met them before when I went to France the first time when I was 16. And then I went back in at the end of December to Paris and started a new semester at a new university, this time a French university, because before I was at Boston University, Paris. So I had new classes and actually had to do a independent study on French politics, which I wasn't really sure how to approach. And I ended up going to a lot of French presidential candidate meetings and going to a couple of rallies, and I ended up becoming so engaged in French politics that I realized, oh my goodness, now I have something. I have a way that I can use my passion for the French language and the French culture and apply it to something, apply it to science or apply it to a study that I will be able to impact and to learn a lot about. So I ended up finding this new passion, and it showed me a new direction for my life that I never had considered before, and didn't even really think that it matched with what I wanted to do. So, because of this newfound passion, that was really also strongly fueled by my love for the French culture, I found two extracurricular internships in Paris, spent almost every single day in Paris, and they were both at political organizations or research institutions. And it helped me make lasting connections that to this day have supported me on my path to return to France for my future studies and to eventually start my career and my life there. This study abroad experience challenged me to finish what I started and to go into the unknown, which I think is an aspect of studying abroad that we hear about all the time, going into the unknown. Or at least we think we're prepared, and then all of a sudden we're faced with something that we would have never even imagined could have happened to us, like getting our phone stolen. Well, maybe we can imagine that. That happened to me, actually. Or just having an existential crisis and wanting to change one's life path entirely. So this internship, the internships that I had, the study abroad experience, the connections that I made, the host family that I stayed with, and the things that I learned about myself gave me a sense of purpose and direction and a relatively clear path for the future, and opened doors to opportunities that I would have never imagined, like an internship next semester at the European and Eurasian Affairs Bureau at the Department of State, which would have never been possible if I didn't have the experiences that I had when studying abroad. So studying abroad is a challenge in many ways, but it's beautiful because you grow in many ways that you wouldn't expect, and I think ultimately you're changed and matured and you turn into this wonderful multicultural human being that is open to challenges and ready to overcome obstacles.